it's day 23 of NAPODPOMO, which is November Podcasting Month, I think. Anyway, so I'm Adam, and this is my geeky gay podcast. It's just basically a video and audio vlog. What do you call an audio blog? Like an A-log? I don't know. But anyway, I digress. So you may notice, if you're watching the videos, a difference in sizes and things of the videos over the next while, because until I can get a new computer, I'm trying to figure out the best resolution and frame rate and all of that stuff so that I can keep my, because basically I'm finding out that what's really affecting the video is like my, you know, it's funny because the problem that I've been telling you guys that I've been having is my lip sync between my, that's an obvious statement, between my lips and my voice. But anyway, but I've been playing around with it. The program that I'm using, you add modules, and you can add different cameras because it's a switching application. So like I can switch to different, you know, to different views. Like, you know, obviously I have a green screen behind me. So if I wanted to switch to that, I could switch to just a green screen. If I wanted to switch, let's say I wanted to change my background and I wanted to put, something else behind me, well, I could have a different background that I could choose. And, you know, there's another background, and that's just a picture that I've loaded. I mean, I could change that as well to something else. Or, you know, whatever. And so you do it as modules. Well, I'm playing around with it because you can set your recording resolution. You can set your frame rate. You can set different modules. You can have unlimited modules. And I thought at first it was just the frame rate that was affecting my lips, but I would still come in and have some issues. And I still have a little bit, like my lips are still just slightly behind the audio. But before I know, I told you guys that it was inconsistent and like my lips would actually be ahead of the audio, which I found out through trial and error just meant that I was dropping frames. So literally my computer couldn't keep up with the frame rate that I had set. And so it was dropping frames, and then the audio would get gradually more and more ahead of the video. Well, because I got like fancier last night and added the little monitor over my shoulder, that was like three modules that I had to add to do that effect. And I found that made my lips more out of sync. So, and then I looked at the task manager and I realized that basically the more modules I add, the more CPU that I'm using. So I know, hey, this is a geeky gay podcast. So you guys are learning along with me. If you're interested in video, we're going to be learning together. Now, like I've said before, there is the option of recording on a camcorder and then producing all this background and all of that in another software and editing it. And I could do that when I stop doing it every day, but video editing takes me forever and I really wanted to do it in a live switching application. So we'll see. I'll leave that topic for now. So I'm going to be playing with settings because I can't afford a new computer at the moment. I do want to thank, by the way, Tim. I believe he's in Wisconsin, but I may be wrong, Tim. I'm sorry. Donated $50 to me, and I haven't requested anything from anyone, but he knew I've been saving for a computer to be able to do more video stuff. And so he donated on PayPal, and I just wanted to thank him. So thank you. But anyway, so my resolution is a little bit smaller on this one. It's still widescreen, but you're not going to have I don't think you'll have a 720 option this time. But anyway, so I wanted to, a little bit about my day, I guess. I went to eat at a Mexican restaurant for lunch. We worked. I was really mad at my company because they usually let us go early the day before a holiday. And tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I thought they would let us go at 3. Well, I'm in corporate. I'm in IS. I do computer stuff. But it's for a retail establishment, and they, of course, are open on Thanksgiving, and they are also open, obviously, for Black Friday sales. And they sent out an email saying, because of how important this weekend is, we cannot let you guys go early. Well, I'm already missing Thanksgiving with my family because I also have to work on Friday, and my family is all getting together like 5 hours south of where I live, so I can't get together with them. Anyway, so I was irritated about that, and so, you know, it was like one of those rainy days or day before vacation at school. No one wanted to work. I was sitting at my desk, you know, doing jack shit, basically, trying to make myself work, but not really having much luck. Anyway, but tomorrow I'm going to put up my Christmas tree, and I hope to take a picture and use it as my background because I can't move all this equipment into the other room. So maybe I'll have at some point a video where you guys can see my Christmas tree. But anyway, that's really all that's gone on today. And one other thing that I wanted to mention is because I wanted to start mentioning people who have added me to their or circled me on Google Plus because I said I would, and I wanted to mention I had an ad from a guy who let's see if I can pull this up here. So his name is Craig. Let's see if I can't do this with my hand. Oh, he's so cute. Look at him. He is from Tonbridge, and I'm sorry if I am totally mispronouncing that, but in England, and he's British, and you guys know how I love British men. Well, some of you know that. Two of my exes are British and live in England. So you guys need to go over. I tried to pull up all his websites and like have all that ready to show you guys, but I couldn't have that many modules loaded. So I'm showing you a lovely picture of Craig, and you can go over to my Google Plus Geeky Gay page, and he has both a geek blog where he posts videos as well. It says he wants to be a cartoonist, I believe. And a cute one at that, by the way, Craig. But he wants to be a cartoonist. So he does some video stuff I haven't seen all of them, but I think he reviews comics and things of that nature. And those look really cool. And then let's see if I can pull this up because I want to. Let me change my background in case he doesn't want everyone seeing all of his information. It's on his Google Plus page, so it shouldn't be a problem, but I don't want to. On his blog, he puts some really sexy pictures on there. And actually, it's a public blogging site, and I thought, gosh, I don't know. Do they even allow, you know, you to put that kind of content on there? So I hope he doesn't get anything pulled down. But anyway, let's see if I can pull this up here. So his geek blog is called Geekery Most Foul. And it's www.geekerymf.com. And let's see if I can pull that up here. And I'll just switch to it. So this is the website. He has a posting for November 15th, his thought on Frank Miller's Occupy post. He has some book reviews. And then he also has, that's his geek blog. He has a personal blog. And, oh, it does. They allow adult content. Okay. Well, so it's called Studio Mouse. And that one's long, so you're going to have to go over to his profile. But he has all kinds of nice stuff there, but I'm going to switch over back to me. So anyway, you guys should look on my, there is a comment, look in my friends on my Geeky Gay page and look for him, Craig Stevenson, and check him out, or go to that geekerymf.com. You can contact me before I run out of music. Contact@geekygay.com, Google Plus, Geeky Gay, or Adam Burns. Twitter and Facebook, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, I would love to have sex with Craig, but I think he's into bears. So, Craig, let me know what you're into. Bye, everyone.